Item number three goes up on the board. The head coach's interview with Ben McAdoo, brought to you by Bigelow Tea, family tea blenders since 1945. And the Giants head coach joins us here on the program. And coach, obviously dealing with the disappointment of the playoff loss against Green Bay, but looking back in entirety of this season, how pleased were you with the way your team responded to the new challenges of you being a first-year head coach and then getting 11 wins and putting up on the board?
Yeah, obviously, we're disappointed with the outcome of Sunday's game. 11 wins, it's tough to do in this league, and give credit to the players. They bought into the new program, and we feel that we built a solid foundation moving forward.
Coach, you had one stretch in during the regular season where there were seeming like some dark days coming. You lose three in a row, and all of a sudden the team rallies back, and they get to this playoffs. What does it say about the character of your team?
Well, that's the most important thing. You always fall back on character. We have talented men of integrity in the locker room, and you're going to go through tough times. Every team does. And if we're consistent from a leadership standpoint, the captains are consistent from a leadership standpoint, we have enough character in the locker room to carry us through the tough times.
Coach, when you take a look at some of the things that really you struggled with down the stretch and even in the postseason, getting points on the board, I know you're probably ready to dive into it right now and start studying things.
We already have.
I knew you would. You're ready for next season to start. But is there a common trait that you've identified, or is it kind of what we've talked about during the course of the year, little things here and there which kind of added up to the same sort of result?
Well, we're going to put everything on the table. Right now, we're just beginning the process of evaluating the whole season. We're going to take a look at the schedules. We're going to take a look at personnel. We're going to take a look at coaching. We're going to take a look at the way we teach things. Everything's on the table, and really, we can't wait to dive into it. We're already we have the schedule set up up until July, so we're ready to go.
Coach, you talked after the game that this bitter taste should stick with the team, its coaches. Is that a form of, hey, you shouldn't be happy with what you accomplished and there were opportunities to win?
Yeah, absolutely. This one's got to stick with us a while. This has to drive us. And it's important that, you know, we can't wait till we come back for it to drive us. This is the start right away. It's good to, you know, breathe a little bit, take a couple of days and get away from it. But it has to drive our training. It's got to sit in there, and it's got to, you have to be able to taste it on a daily basis. We're not where we want to go. We've taken steps. We've made some progress. The foundation's there, but it's not good enough.
Carl, I remember your coach, Bill Parcells, would echo this statement, and I'm sure this is going to be a message to your team when they come back, is that you don't get a bye to where you ended. You got to start all over again with the nitty-gritty just to earn the right to get back to where it ended. Is that going to be something that you're going to pound into this football team from the moment that they get back?
Yeah, it's going to be the first thing we talk about is we have to be, you know, we have to go through the monotony and the pain and the things that we did to get to the 11 wins this season, give us an opportunity to play that 17th game. And just because you have a 17th doesn't mean you're guaranteed an 18th. And there are no guarantees in this business, and we have to keep working at it and throw effort at it and be driven.
You're going to evaluate yourself as a coach, too, and as a play caller. You said everything's on the table. So during that evaluation process, is there a consideration of, well, maybe I can't do both, or I just have to do both better?
Well, yeah, I think that you can always get better at your job, regardless of what it is. To me, the question is not whether you can or you can't do both. It's what's best for the football team, and that's something we're going to take a look at moving forward for sure.
What's the hardest part about this job now that you've been through a year of being a head coach in the NFL? There's only 32 of them.
You know, I think staying in the moment, challenging the players and challenging myself to stay in the moment is the biggest challenge with anybody in this profession, and that doesn't change. You know, it doesn't matter what seat you sit in.
Coach, great stuff. We appreciate the time every week as well.
Thanks, you.
Coach.